Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, trainer, author, friend, podcast host, ready to give to you the best of what I've learned, earned, returned in the past 20 years of being in the self-help industry and fitness industry, health industry, self-awareness industry, emotional mastery, business, mindset, reading books, attending seminars, living the best life as humanly possible, both being exhausted and exhilarated in my life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. This is a podcast where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible. So ultimately, you can show up as the best or even better, more upgraded, advanced version of yourself so you can ultimately live the best life and then offer the best life to others while contributing your life to others, because that's what it's all about, giving the best of what you've learned, earned, and returned in your life so you can contribute. Because you know what a mentor used to say to me all the time, you know, it's what you give to others you keep for a lifetime, and what you fail to give you lose for eternity. So give it all away, give your life away. And as Wayne Dyer says, listen, all you can do with your life is give it away. So I'm here to give away my life to you, in service to you, to give you the best of what I've learned. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. It's an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be on this podcast with you, whether you're listening to this passively or actively, in your car, at home, working out, or just sitting at home, pondering life, contemplating about life and where to go next. So thank you for joining us. And Cam, what's going on, man? I know you're sort of in the background there. We're having a few technical difficulties. So we're live on Instagram, but we're recording this right now. And thank you for joining us. So today's podcast is all about the title of this podcast is Knowing is Not Enough. There's a ton of people, and I used to be this type of person where I'd read a ton of books on how to better your spirituality or enhance your business or money, how to get out of debt, or it could be anything from how to be more successful in your life, generally in your relationships, or how to master your emotional fitness, anything like that, enhancing psychology, personal life, professional life, anything like that. And I got obsessed with it. And it almost came to a point where I was reading a lot, but I wasn't necessarily applying all of it. What's going on, Carmichael? What's going on, man, on Instagram? And I wasn't applying it. And what I discovered is this. If you took one, what would be more valuable to you? Reading 1,000 books or reading one book 1,000 times and really studying, embodying, and practicing those principles that you learned in that one book? So take, for example, you know, let's say it's the Bible or 7 Habits of Highly Effective People or Think and Grow Rich or the one by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Those are classic books in the self-help industry. I mean, I don't know anyone that reads self-help books that haven't read those types of books. But I can tell you, if you just took one of those and you really studied them, you took it chapter by chapter, page by page, and you journaled about it, you meditated on it, and then you practiced those principles every day, religiously, diligently, with total discipline and focus. What would be more valuable to you? That one book that you read 1,000 times that you kept rereading and revisiting, or 1,000 books kind of one time off? And I can tell you, having been in this industry for so long, that it's better to read one book, study it, and encapsulate it, and give your best attention to the principles and the practices, and then practicing those principles. Because I got caught up in the idea that if I read enough self-help books that I'd be wise and enlightened. But let me tell you something, knowing is not enough. It's very few people do what they know. Everyone knows, I think, for the most part, that fitness and health is a very important part of living your life, living a very happy, healthy, energized life. But very, very few people actually practice health and fitness practices and principles each and every single day. It's very rare that you get someone that says, okay, I'm going to become healthy, I'm going to become fit, I'm going to become strong, I'm going to make health the number one priority, and then they don't follow through with it. There's many people that have lost 10 pounds that I know, the same 10 pounds 20 times, which is 200 pounds, and they lose 10 pounds, gain 10 pounds, lose 10 pounds, gain 10 pounds. And I can tell you, it's practicing what you know, doing what you know. I just recently read an article that said, you tell me what you say yes to, and it will basically tell me who you are. By eating unhealthy foods, what you're saying yes to is unhealthy foods. By eating healthy foods, you're saying yes to those healthy foods. By spending less than what you living below your means, you are saying yes to financial abundance. Because let me tell you something, it's not how much money you earn, it's how much money you keep. That's a that's a definite practice principle in becoming debt-free, financially free. Whether you're living, whether you're making $1 million or $10 billion or whatever it is, or even just 100 grand or 50 grand or 30 grand, you could literally live a good life on modest means if you were to decide just to save a little bit of money. But those practices, those principles must be inserted and deposited into each and every single day with your total focus, your heart, your commitment. And if you don't, then we know what you're saying yes to, and that is uncommitment. And the other quote from that article, let me sort of just read you a couple things from that article. It's pretty amazing. Let me just go to it right now. And yeah, so it's, tell me what you say yes to, and I'll tell you who you are. And let me just kind of pull it up, and I'll read you a couple things. And there's a couple quotes from Warren Buffett that said that. And he said, the difference between successful people and very successful people is that very successful people say no to almost everything. And it's absolutely true. I've had the privilege of knowing a couple clients who are very successful in business. I'm just talking about business. And in life, and generally speaking, they're successful. But they say no to a lot of things. They prioritize their life in a certain way that says, this is important. I got three priorities, and I don't let anything get in the way of that. And my one client used to say to me, Anthony, my number one priority is my health. Number two is my family. Number three is my business. And I will not get those. I won't get anything else done. I won't do anything else unless those three things I've made deposits in those areas. And that's why this person is very successful in business, in life, in his health, and he's living a great, abundant life. And let me remind you, disciplines like saving your money, paying yourself first, things like that. It's knowing is not enough. Knowing that you got to pay yourself first, but then if you don't go do it, then it's worse than actually not knowing. And one of my original mentors used to say to me too, Anthony, when you to know and not to do is worse than not knowing, because the people that actually don't know, they actually have an excuse. But if you know and then don't do, that's worse than not knowing, because you're actually looking at that principle and practice and actually looking in the face and saying, no, I wish I'm not going to do that. I'm still going to live my life. When you know it's a good principle, it's like that one guy that was retired from UPS with, I think, $70 million in his portfolio, in his net worth. And he wasn't messing. I think he worked for UPS for about 50 years. And I can tell you right now, it was, when I read this story about this guy from UPS, I forget his name. I think they have his name on the wall, but he certainly wasn't making a lot of money, but he paid himself first, invested it, reinvested it, and just compounded it over time. And then when he died, I think he had about $70 million worth of financial worth in his life. So it's not how much you earn, it's how much you keep and what you do with what you earn. So that book is the same thing. What are you doing with the book that you're reading, the seminar that you attend? If you take three things away from a seminar or this podcast or a video conference or a seminar or a course that you're taking, what are three that was? Knowing is not enough. It's time to apply. Action is the key. And let me read you a couple things from that article again, because it was so good. I had to read it a couple of times. Gandhi said, action expresses priorities. To believe in something and not to live it is dishonest. Though I'm sort of paraphrasing here, but it talked about if you have more than three priorities, you have too many priorities. You're not. So it's interesting. If you look at people, I was just telling Cameron before I came on, there's a client of mine who's a very successful businessman, and he delegates everything. He only focuses on what's really important to him and his business. He's not just working in his business, he's working on his business as well. And that's one of my original mentors used to always say to me too, that if you don't like to do something, delegate it to somebody else. Because if it's not making use of your greatest talents and your greatest gifts and your greatest passions, your heartfelt, soulfelt understanding of who you really are and expressing that as much as you can, let me tell you something, you're not to say wasting your time, but you're not making the most of your days. You're not making the most of your life. And to be quite honest with you, you're not going to live that fulfilling, meaningful life if you're not really expressing who you are fully on a daily basis. And so it's like that one principle that I heard from from one of my coaches is the 3 D's, either do it, delegate it, or dump it. Do it, or if you don't want to do it, delegate it to someone else, or just completely dump it. If it's not a priority in life, then you got to dump it. You got to be able to say no to people. And I know we did a podcast before on saying no and the power of saying no. And it says it right in that article. What you say yes to basically tells the world who you are. And so you got to get good at understanding what it is you want, how you want to live, and diligently work at living that every single day and being able to say, have the courage to say no to people when it doesn't fall in line with your values, priorities, and what it is you desire, what it is you hunger for on a daily basis. So hopefully this podcast helped you. Knowing is not enough. A lot of people know, but don't do. It's doing what you know that makes a difference. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for, you know, I know we've been sort of inconsistent in the past few months. I know it's been busy, but we're looking to get back hard at it, I think by the end of the summer and going on back on a consistent basis. So but I appreciate your patience. I appreciate you, you lending your ear and your support on this podcast. And we will continue to give you the best of what I've learned, what I've earned, and what I want to return to you to make you live the most upgraded and advanced and enhanced life as humanly possible. Inspired life. To give your life to your friends, your family, your colleagues, and to everyone around you with so much abundance. Because your life is rich. Because you are rich. You're given this life to do something. Go do it. Knowing is not enough. So to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless you guys.